You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, this is Filippo, and technically, whether we want to change the world or not, the world is changing, and we are having an effect on that change. As a matter of fact, we are part of that change, whether we want to be or not. And it's interesting, are we affecting the world in a positive way? Are we helping change the world in a positive way? Because in some way, we are changing the world. And in other ways, we are being changed by the world as it is changing or as others are changing it. One of the biggest changes that has come upon us in the recent decade is social media. And here's a way to look at it that maybe we haven't looked at it before. Social media networks are transforming the world in ways similar to the advent of the internet. Yes, their influence is that profound, but are those influences beneficial? As has been the case throughout history, innovation, if not used well, can sow the seeds of destruction. This is what our guest is an expert in. She's Erin Morgart, and she's a social media guru, and she's a world-renowned supermodel. I love that. She's a reigning Miss United Nations 2013, as a matter of fact, a certified personal trainer. Look how the conversation just changed all of a sudden. My face turned into a big old smile, and I'm reading off this stuff. She's the Mrs. Galaxy Virginia 2012. I could go on and on about her, actually. And she's a member of Mensa. Now, chew on that for a while. And we'll be back with our guest, Erin Morgart, after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I, for some reason this morning, woke up thinking of high school. For many reasons, maybe because of our guest, and I'll explain that in a moment, knowing that I was going to be interviewing our guest, Aaron. However, recently I've been consulting at a friend of mine's company, and I have been sitting in his workspace and kind of taking in a lot of the information going on. And I have learned a lot, I have shared a lot, and I have taught a lot in this process. And one of the things that caught me by surprise that I didn't expect, that I actually mentioned to somebody, one of the young ladies working in the office, I said, "Wow, this feels like high school." And she said, "It is high school. It's grown-up high school." And let me tell you what I was specifically referring to. At one moment, while I was kind of gathering information and doing my thing, I noticed one young lady giggling. And then a few seconds later, another young lady across the room giggling. And the thought came to me, it's as if they were in high school passing little notes around. Well, I ended up being right, only they weren't passing little notes around. They were using this system called HipChat, where the whole office is on a system, and they have these little private rooms and then the general rooms, and people within the office can go into a private room and talk about other people in the office. And so, and they can giggle about it and all that stuff, and so-and-so did this, and I hate so-and-so, and how come he this and that, and all of that. And this is, like the young lady said, high school, only it's bigger and worse. It's adult, and it's a business. And then my thought went to, wait a minute, in high school, some of the notes that were being passed around were negative notes about different people in the classroom, or even people that are not in the classroom, but that were a lot of times hurtful. And now nobody has to know that you're passing notes around. You can just tweet it or post it on Facebook or something like that. And then the other kids in the class would know. And the person who's being hated upon would know too. And one of the things that I think is even the most sad is that usually, not always, but usually, assumptions are made. Well, no, I'm going to say always. Always assumptions are made about other people, and they may or may not be true, but those assumptions could end up hurting people and not in so many ways. And I'm thinking some place where we see it the most is stereotypes. And so we weren't really going to be talking about this, but what I love about our guest, by the way, she's not a social media hater. One of the first things she said to me is, "Hey, what's your tweet name? I'm going to tweet you." And it caught me off guard because I'm not used to using all this stuff. I'm learning. But, you know, she doesn't hate it. She's just saying, "Hey, what are some of the repercussions? Hey, what are some of the best ways we could use this?" But one of the things that I really love about our guests, and why also I thought about it today, is because stereotyping is something that people use to talk about each other on Twitter and Facebook. And there are kids that are committing suicide because of it, or getting sick, or having miserable lives because they're being bullied. So I think to myself how miserable it was growing up with some of these things, and they were just notes being passed around. What about posting it on the internet? So our guest certainly had to have some people, and maybe even still today, stereotype her. She is beautiful. She's got a great body. I mean, she's a model, and she's blonde. So, of course, you would think the very first thing is, of course, she's a member of Mensa with, you know, the highest IQ in the world, you know? So with a group of people who have the highest IQ in the world. No, you wouldn't think that. Why? Because of a stereotype. Well, she's not only a supermodel, and an actress, and she's the reigning Miss. I said all that, but what I didn't say is she's also fluent in four languages, and I got to speak to her in one of them. And she's a social media advisor for a variety of Fortune 500 companies, and that's what she's here to talk to us about. She's Erin Morgart, and here she is.
Hello, how are you?
Ciao, Erin. I'm great.
Ciao, ciao. Come stai. Mi vida, troppo molto. Thank you so much for having me. That was a huge introduction, and thank you so much for bringing up stereotypes. Certainly, everything you said was true, and yes, most of my life I've had to work against that. So.
Oh, and I didn't mention cheerleader.
Oh, we didn't have to mention that, did we? But let's just add more stuff. Yes, but cheerleading, actually, just a little aside, not to interrupt, but that happens to be, according to last year, it was rated as the most dangerous sport for high school females. Sport now, not just like hobby, but sport. And some people out there think, you know, it's cakey, and it's not. There are people. I witnessed someone who actually broke their neck in two places doing a dismount, and they were. This is during a competition, so it is definitely not for the faint-hearted. So
yeah. Well, you're definitely not for the faint-hearted. You've kicked some butt. And some of it was people in the armed forces, for God's sakes.
It was. And you know, that was probably my most favorite group to train. I mean, it still is, although now I'm doing a lot more traveling. And but then it was a solid anywhere from 10 hours on up per week training active duty military groups, commands, fast attack ships, one of the SEAL teams, DevGru, the CBs, the hospital corpsman, and the base admiral, the main admiral and his staff, along with his doctors and AE and so forth. They were a part of my fun day every Tuesday and Thursday. So it was absolutely fun. But I got a special award for it as a trainer. So I relished it, and it was just so much fun. Just the best group of people. They did everything I told them to do, and it was even more funny because, as I mentioned to you before, I'm 5'3", and why would they listen to someone who's 5'3" and blonde? And why? You know, well, that's because then, you know, I had to do whatever they did and then some. So I had to be completely, you know, on my A game the whole time. So.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, we're not here necessarily to talk about that, although I think it's a great it's a great segue, because certainly social media is used against people in many ways, and that certainly is one of the ways, the way we look or the way we don't look or the way we dress or not dress. And it's a small aspect, and certainly I don't think necessarily what you advise Fortune 500 companies on, but I'd like to know more about that from high school to businesses. You know, what are some of the imminent dangers of social media? And we'll ask that when we come back here with our guest, Erin Morgart, on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, there it is, actually. During that little PSA of ours, you heard you can join us on Facebook or Twitter and, of course, on our website. And it's social media, social media, social media. Erin Margart is our guest today, and she has something to say about that. What are the implications here of all of the social media, Erin?
There are so many ramifications. There's so much now. I mean, it's just grown within the last 4 to 5 years, especially the last 2 years, I'd have to say. The ramifications are, things are not, as you know, nearly as private as most people would like. And you mentioned about the high school factor, about how people now are saying things back and forth on Facebook. And I've certainly visualized that. People who are very, they have a very high profile and they're well known in the business world, certainly aren't doing those kinds of things. They try to keep things relatively light, not personal. They may share information and so forth, but by and large, most people that are CEOs or executives within companies either have someone that is managing their account, or if they are doing it themselves, they are definitely schooled in what they can post and what they should not post. And you don't see Barack Obama tweeting that, you know, he wished his hair wasn't as gray as it is now or anything like that, for example. But there are a lot of rules that need to be followed simply because it's everywhere. It's out there. You can Google what people say on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, all those things. So you can. And so the thing about privacy and all of that, especially with Facebook, is certainly a fallacy. As we know, when they went to IPO public, that threw everything out to the wind, because then they certainly became a public entity. And then, of course, later on, you know, with the WikiLeaks and all of that infiltration, then Facebook became owned essentially by companies, by the government. There's a lot of foreign companies that people don't realize that have invested heavily into Facebook. It's giant, and it's just it's going to grow even further, I think, within the next 2 years. Although they've stated that LinkedIn will have a comeback within the next 5 years as being the preeminent network, especially business-wise. And that's why I tend to use that more, because it's, I think, more verifiable. Not always, but usually.
Wow. You know, just listening to you throw out a couple things like that just makes me think about things that I've never thought before. Obviously, I know I have to be careful. I don't really say things that I don't really want to say ever on Facebook or in person. So it's kind of just an extension of me. But some people don't think that way, do they?
No, they certainly don't. No. I mean, I've seen, and it's funny because I have a lot of friends in the fitness industry, and you can tell pretty much when a person is going into competition, or they're four weeks away from their competition, especially men, and boy, they have some grouchy things to say. I mean, they just, you know, they are angry. They're voicing their opinions, and it's just funny because you can just tell. Okay, well, you're 4 weeks away from your your competition from the Olympia or whatnot. You know, you can just sense it, and from what they're saying. The same with females too. I mean, you know, it's all about food. I want food. Please give me food. And you just it's and they show food pictures, and there's like food porn. Yes, I said the word porn, but not in a bad way. So it's funny, you know, that you get all sorts of things that are put out there. Now, I have to say, though, the group that has to worry the most, and again, they may have a get-out-of-jail card for this, but it's the teenagers, and they may pass a bill which gives them, quote-unquote, a clean slate for things that they said so that it's not kept or not held against them later on, you know, when they're smarter and older, wiser, and they're in the job, you know, in the marketplace, and those things, you know, if those things will be brought back to their attention, you know, if they've ever tweeted or said anything on Facebook about any particular organization or any kind of religious thing, those things will come back to them. So they really need to be careful, because I know for a fact they're not. I see it all the time. So
basically, the dangers are that people that you don't want to have looking at certain things that you might not have wanted to say or show, it happen, you know, from your private life to your work life. You know, you might not get a job because of it, or yeah. What could be other? I mean, like, that's bad enough, but I mean.
There's stalking. I've had a couple of stalkers. I have friends that have had stalkers. There are a lot of privacy issues. You certainly don't want to encourage anyone. You have to be careful, and especially a lot of the countries that are coming in now, and every Facebook is just like one giant globe, and you get requests or comments from people all over the world that you would never ever think that you would, and it's you have to be very careful. And the bullying aspect too is another part of it. I mean, I've had friends who have activated and deactivated their page over and over and over and over again because they've been bullied. So, you know, it's sad, but it's just, you know, it's a way of life now. And the downside is also that studies have shown that the more time we spend, of course, doing the social media thing, we have a higher rate of depression, and I think that correlates with lack of actual physical contact with people, real life people in real life situations. So there's a definite downside to that. That study's fairly recent too.
Wow, and there's that. I'm thinking back to growing up. I used to think sometimes as I'm getting more and more. I actually talked to a complete stranger today, who literally said to me on the phone, "Your voice sounds really familiar. Do you have a radio show?" And I'm like, and I said, "I do." And he said, "Oh my God, you interviewed David Wilcock." And I'm like, "Yes." He's like, and so, but you know, I think to myself, you know, if I had been even this known as a child, I don't know that I would have wanted to grow up in this much of the public eye. And then I think about celebrities who are uber famous, and I think some of them are children growing up, and I think, God, I'm glad I wasn't growing up in the public eye like that. But some of these children today, they might as well be uber famous, because in their little community, they're all over Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I kind of feel the same way you do, because I as a younger person, I can't say, because I was definitely bullied when I was younger. And so that kind of enabled me to have a thicker skin as I grew up. But I don't know if I could have handled all of it back then, for sure. Now I can, but especially after dealing with the military, I can handle anything. But but I agree with you. It's definitely you they're filtered. There are things that people need to be aware of, especially when it comes to what you're posting. And even my friend Randy Zuckerberg, she has a website called .complicated. And she had the most interesting, and I told her, I said, this is the most one of the most interesting things I've seen, is now, you know, they had Facebook relationship status. Then they had Facebook so-and-so got engaged. Well, now it's if you're having a child or a baby, then their Facebook has a little app for that, if you will, and you can announce that as well, too. So I just think it's funny. It's just really, getting way out there. So the next thing you know, it'll have, I had a colonoscopy or something to that nature, and it just, that would be just, I think, kind of funny, sorry, in a sarcastic way, but it's really becoming a tool for people to communicate in many, many ways. So,
yeah, having you as a guest on the show and reflecting on what we might talk about, it's really made me think of it in a completely different way, and I've never seen it as a problem for me personally. Because professionally, I use it professionally, but I'm recalling recently I sent my whole family pictures that I had taken of my nieces as they were playing, and it was adorable. And my sister said, she texted me ironically and said, "Oh my God, you didn't post these on Facebook, did you?" And she doesn't use Facebook, so she doesn't know. And I assured her I didn't. I don't have any pictures of my nieces and nephews on Facebook, or even of my family, really, because I use it professionally. But if I did use it for my family, I just think that's weird. But then again, most people probably do it.
You know, I am in agreement with you. I too use it for professional reasons, and I always have. Many people, on the other hand, use it for family, and I definitely, especially being more in the public eye, I definitely want to keep people safe. And when I first joined Facebook, I wasn't one of the first people, but I eventually did join it. I had my daughter. We were connected on Facebook, and then someone, or later on, after I did my first photo shoot, people started to contact her, and I thought, well, that's that, I'm cutting that off. So, and I have a very good friend who works for, he's sort of like a Bill Gates type of person, but he and his brother started a computer surveillance company, if you will, and they've worked with the Army and so forth. Anyway, they're geeks, and they're wonderful. But the main thing that he said was, you do not want to have your family on Facebook. If you want to keep people safe, make sure you just stay as neutral as you can with a lot of different things. So I agree with you. I use it professionally, and most people don't have any. They have no idea. What my family status is or anything of that nature. And I prefer it that way. So I think that's much more safe that way.
I think that's good advice. If you use it professionally, use it professionally. And some people include their families as part of their profession, I guess. But I do understand that everybody else is not using it professionally, and that they do it so they could show their grandma and their whomever, the kids and them growing up. And it's sad that it's not a safe place to do that.
I agree. I agree with that. And, for most people, I think it's relatively harmless for the majority of people. But there are people like you or myself or other friends who have a larger following that you really can't, you have to be careful, and you have to make sure that things are kept at a very professional level. I mean, even I've had friends who have been political consultants that I've talked to, and they said, your tone of voice, what you put out there, it people, even if you aren't paying attention, they are. They are paying attention to what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're posting, pictures, everything. So
Aaron, you're absolutely right, and I'm learning that. I remember being at an event and somebody saying, "I love what you write on Facebook," and I made a point of asking them their name. And then at another event, some lady came up to me on the red carpet and said, "Are you Filippo Voltaggio?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I'm your Facebook friends." And I said, "Oh, let's take pictures and I'll post it on Facebook," because she was a fan, evidently. Well, she gave me her name. She wasn't on Facebook. She wasn't a friend of mine on Facebook, even though, you know, I have over 5,000 people and followers and I don't know half of them, but she wasn't there. And neither was that other person who said they love what I write on Facebook. So where are these people coming from?
They're stalkers. That's what they are, stalkers.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully not. I've got great fans and so do you. Now, when we come back, there are some potential benefits. And what I'm thinking, one of the things that you and I need to do, Aaron, maybe we need to start a safe place for families to be able to post pictures of their kids growing up and stuff like that that doesn't get shown to anybody else and that has private passwords and nobody else can get on them. But we can talk about that later in the meantime, or maybe you know some places like that for families. But in the meantime, you say there's some benefits, some potential for social media that is right now being squandered. So there are some great ways that we could be using social medias that we're not really using them correctly or not to the best of that particular ability. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that, because why not? Let's use this for the best of our abilities. We have it. It's in our world. It's here now. It's obviously not going away anytime soon. So, and neither are we. We'll be right back with our guest, Aaron Margott, right after this.
Listen to these words. "He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased." It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and our guest today is Aaron Margott, who is all kinds of things, actually. I love that about her. She is a social media guru, and that's what we're talking about mainly today. But she's also a world-renowned supermodel and actress. I got to mention, because I love this, she's a member of Mensa. And, you know, Erin, I never thought to ask you, how did you get into social media from all of this other stuff, personal training, et cetera, and modeling?
Well, I got into LinkedIn, first of all, back in 2005. So I joined that because I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very, very businesslike by nature. And I thought, well, this bodes well. And also, the military actually uses LinkedIn quite a bit for, you know, they consider it to be probably the most reputable of all the social media sites, and a lot of the active duty military are required to have a LinkedIn profile. So I joined that. But later on, I read a series of books. The World is Flat was one of them, and I also read, you know, of course, Malcolm Gladwell's trilogy, and he has a new one out, by the way. But it basically, I kind of wanted to challenge the thinking that, you know, that our world is limited to those around us. And so that's what triggered me into joining social media and kind of stepping outside of the box. I mean, I've met people that I would never, ever in a million years, I would not have met or talked to or had conversations with from around the world. And so that started right after I did my first photo shoot, and then it just spiraled from there, and I think that it's been excellent as far as communicating with other people, especially when you're an extrovert like me. It feeds upon itself, and that's essentially how I got started with it. So,
well, and I would call that a benefit to social media. I agree. I've met some very fascinating people and made some business connections, and I like it that way. And I've had some fun with it as well. Before we went on a break, I said two things. One of them is I gave an idea away. I can't believe I did that, and since I can't take it back, I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and give the rest of the idea. It should be called Grandma Book, and it should be a safe place. And I'm saying it because I'm copywriting it right now.
Yes, you are. Robert's rules. I second that. It is now in stone. Yes, go ahead.
And so it's Grandma's Book, and it's where people can safely post pictures of their families and share it with Grandma. But now I also said that you think that there are some benefits that we haven't talked about yet that of social media that are being squandered. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I happen to think that social media, that there are a lot of ways that we can empower one another through social media and through different you know, spiritual quotes, different pages, different sites. And I think that we can use those more to our advantage. Also, with people looking more and more towards funding for different projects, using Facebook and Kickstarter and all those apps and whatnot to launch their projects or to sustain them, those things need to be kept in place. And I certainly hope Facebook doesn't kill any of those rules that they have, so that we're able to all actually engage in those and use them, because those are all beneficial. I mean, not only that, but there are so many good pages on Facebook that have to do with either post-traumatic stress disorder sufferers or people who have bipolar disorder or anything of that nature. You know, my first degree is in psychology, so I look at a lot of those sites, and a lot of them are really, really good, or nonprofits, too. That's another really wonderful venue for people to be able to use Facebook. And a lot of companies, actually, if they're sponsoring someone or something, they will look to see what their social media status is. How many followers do they have? I mean, it's just that can get a little sketchy, if you will, but they are looking to that to see whether or not they're going to invest in that person or product. So,
well, So there are benefits. More people could be joining groups that they might not know are out there, but you're suggesting they could even look for them of certain illnesses that they have or things that they're interested in and be able to share knowledge as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there are through one of the church that I attend, for example, I mean, there are a lot of, they repost their blogs on their pages. I mean, there's just a lot of, there is no reason for people to feel like they are alone or helpless out there, because
nice.
there's so many people out there that are hurting, and their souls are just crushed, and there are other people that are exactly like them that are more than willing to help them and share stories and so forth. So that really is, I think, a huge blessing on the part of social media, because especially with Facebook, you can actually contact doctors. I've contacted authors before regarding different topics. So I just think it's a huge plus when it comes to that. I mean, when would you be able to do that? 15, 20 years ago, you'd have to write to the publishing house and then get approval to find out where the person, I mean, you know, it would just be ginormous, if you will, to find that information. So.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of information, with so much information at our fingertips now, you think people are wasting their time on useless information or not?
I think that people are getting more selective. I would have to say that people are realizing that they're trying to use social media in a quicker way. And so I think they're spending less time on Facebook, and I think more perhaps on Twitter. Just they're trying to get the word out in a more rapid way, and that's just a side effect of our technology and of our mentality as a culture. You know, you see it all the time. You see any reality show or any show that's live, everyone is trying to get their message out. You know, they're using hashtags and trending and all of that, which is also kind of cool, and Facebook picked up on that months ago, and now they're going to, you know, now they're doing that too. But I happen to think that Facebook is going to be around for a long time. Now, the detriment again is with Facebook, a lot of people aren't who they say they are, and those things really need to be monitored. And Facebook has a huge problem with that right now, with hackers and fake profiles and things of that nature. So those things really have kind of become swept under. But a lot of us who are on there happen to know. We have an actual group on Facebook that's called the Monitors of Facebook and Moderators.
Oh.
It's a very secret group. But and there's only a few of us in there by choice, but we keep up to date on who's who and who's doing what. I mean, because Facebook has become so giant that it's hard to police it, really, I think. So those of us who are nonconformists are becoming the policemen and women, if you will, for Facebook. So that's
wow, interesting. Well, I didn't know that existed. So
oh, yes, it does. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, yes. And,
wow.
and along with that, too, being in those groups and being especially in a very secret group of moderator, we kind of have the power to see if we can actually change people's lives, careers. I know that sounds really bad, but we are trying to keep a lot of the bad stuff off of it, especially like in a lot of the modeling, fashion, fitness world, trying to keep a lot of the pornography or anything that's related to that off these sites, you know, because there's so many children on Facebook. So that's kind of what we're doing, is we're trying to keep the smut out as much as possible. So
when you pack a punch, you really pack a punch.
Yeah, I do, and that's just me. That's just that's my personality. So I guess I was born at the right time, you know, because this certainly, you know, I'm not afraid to to have that kind of responsibility. So it's
That is awesome. So then thank you for doing that, and my hat's off to you. When we come back, you talk about people losing potentially the capacity for reflection by seeing too much too fast or so fast. And so when we come back, we'll be talking to Aaron Morgott. Actually, you know, Aaron, I haven't given your website up until now. So if anybody wants to know more about Aaron or actually see more pictures of her, actually. I mean, you do have a gallery, come on. But you can learn more about what she's up to and connect with her as well. I'm sure you can do it on Facebook and Twitter, but you can also go to her website at erinjmorgott.com. I'll spell that for you. It's E-R-I-N, the letter J, M-O-R-G-A-R-T.com, erinjmorgott.com. And we'll be back with the lady herself right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
This is Filippo here on the BBS Radio Network, and we are talking to our guest, Aaron Morgott, here on the show about social media. As a matter of fact, she's a social media guru, and before the break, I gave her website, erinjmorgott.com, and, you know, I asked a question of you, Aaron, about losing the capacity for reflection, seeing so much so fast, and what that reminded me of a song in Evita, I had to look it up because I couldn't remember the lyrics, but I do remember that it said, high-flying, adored, what happens now? Where do you go from here? For someone on top of the world, a shame you did it all by 26. There are no mysteries now. Nothing can thrill you now. No one can fulfill you. And what it's referring to is that Evita, supposedly at 26, had become the prime minister's wife or whatever, the queen of Argentina.
Argentina,
yeah. Yeah, she had done so much and she had done it all and now what? And that's what I'm kind of feeling like. Everything there is to be seen can be seen on the internet. The kids know everything about everything. Talk about porn. They know everything about sex before they're even able to do it. So it's like, what's left for them in the world as they grow up?
Well, hopefully that's very, very true, and especially children, parents really need to, and I don't think they're doing this well enough, but you can actually control the amount of time that they spend on not only just the internet, but on their cell phones, things of that nature. So I think that that's one way to control it, but a lot, especially with younger children, these things, you know, need to be monitored because their brains, if they stay with the social media thing and they are as active as we are as adults, with it, their brains actually, you know, their neural pathways are going to form into these ADD megaliths. You know, they just won't be able, everything will just be so rapidly fast that you can't contain it. And you're right. There's so much information out there. It's just there are no surprises. Although I do have to say that I think that they're going to be able to use social media later on for a lot of military efforts. In my personal opinion, they will for various reasons. So hopefully people will be able to step away from it at some point, and I've even had to do that. There are some friends that I have that are on there all the time, and I simply just don't have the time to do that. And so, especially when I'm traveling back and forth, you just have to do it mindfully, if you will. Actually be very mindful about when you're on and using your time wisely. Hopefully that will alleviate some of that. And then, you know, you have more time to focus on actual reading and things of that nature. So,
I'm sure a previous generation or two or three said things like, "Oh, television is ruining our children, and they see everything on television. So what's next?" And maybe, you know, social media is just another step along, and internet access is just another step along the way. And there'll be other things. There'll be 3D experiences, or who knows what. Or simulated experiences that's way beyond what social media has to offer anyway, and it was just a step along the journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but you know, a lot of these things, just technology is just so such a growing. I mean, it's become out of control. But in many ways, it's become a benefit as far as using it within the medical system, healthcare system. I mean, there's so many things that we can do now, surgery-wise, that we haven't been able to do. So there's so many benefits to that. But I hope, you know, if any parents are listening and they have small children and they themselves, again, the studies have shown that the more time we spend isolating ourselves on social media, it does, I mean, depression has it's increased, and it's just because of that isolation factor. I really think so. And I don't know if you saw the article or saw the report where in a movie theater, some teenager pulled out a gun, and nobody noticed. Why? Because they were all on their cell phones.
Oh no, I didn't see
yes,
that.
Yes. So no one was paying attention.
In a movie theater, no less.
Yes.
Like they were oh geez. You know,
horrible.
This whole conversation reminds me of like when I said, you know, then there'll be something else and something else until maybe we'll take it to the limit. And I remember I spent a little bit of time at one of my mom's cousins while I was out of town. And the whole time I was there, I was on my computer working. And my mom's cousin said to me, "So that's what you do all day." And I said, "It is for now, and who knows, maybe someday this won't even exist anymore." And he said, "What do you mean by that?" And I didn't get to answer him because we were interrupted for dinner or something, but it was, I mean, like, there'll be something completely different than these computers, or we'll go back to talking from cans on a rope, you know, on a string.
I agree with you. And those people who aren't in the social media realm, they don't quite understand it. And I'm guilty of the same thing. When we go on vacations, I bring everything. Why? Because I see it as an opportunity to get work done or work on a paper or finish writing or something of that nature. And I just, you know, that again is my personality. I don't really like to take vacations as much as most people do. I would rather be working. So that is a byproduct, and so I'm just as guilty. So
well,
there's no shame, no shame for you at all, Filippo. None.
I wasn't looking to put any guilt on anybody, but I will say this: you and I are going to have to connect in person one of these days, and make sure you bring your phone and computer so we can both work while we're at it. And we'll text each other and Twitter and tweet and Facebook while we're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, you know, I'm in San Diego now, but I'm go up to LA all the time, and I'm going to be doing a lot more up there, many more projects. A couple of them involving a couple of reality shows.
Well, fun. Well, we'll have more to talk about, hopefully, on future shows as well, then.
Yes, that would be great. That would be great. And I'm so glad that you gave me the opportunity to be on your show. It's an honor. I really enjoyed myself.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm glad that you're having this conversation and that we had this conversation. We've not had one like it, so until you came around and never thought about doing it. So I'm glad that we did, and I look forward to more because this is a very important topic. And frankly, this is what Life Changes is all about. And if social media isn't changing us, and if we're not changing through social media, I don't know what is. So with that, I thank you, Erin, and I look forward to connecting at some other point. And I thank all of you for listening and being part of the changes. And I hope more and more, as we focus and be conscious of what those changes are, there'll be changes for the better and for the good. In the meantime, remember, I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.